So as we said two Sundays ago at Feast of Tabernacles, we've entered into the year 5777. So we're going to talk a little bit about that this year. Some people are saying that it's the year of the ruling sword. So we're going to look a little bit tonight about what the year 5777 is. It's the year of Ion Zion, and on the left-hand side of the screen, you see the Ion and the Zion representing this year. 5777 is a year when God's grace will completely and perfectly be manifested. How many of you can use perfect grace this year? Are you ready for it? As we were moving Ron's furniture today, I was prophesying on the number of steps that I could not see as we were carrying things down the stairs. He has grace and a new manifestation of the Holy Spirit in the home that they moved the furniture into. So let's look at Ion Zion a little bit. There is one word in Ion Zion. This is how it is spelled. And I realized when I put this on the PowerPoint tonight that they don't have the right font to be able to have the word ooze. It's pronounced ooze. It's strength, strength and force, security, majesty, praise, and boldness. This is a year in which we will see strength for those who are waning and trusting in the Lord. He is ready to show himself strong for you this year. This is a year for you to receive and walk in new strength. I know I can use new strength. And so this is a year in which Jehovah Uz, the Lord of strength, is manifesting. Ion is a prophetic season. It's the season of the eye. In an Ion season, God wants to increase your ability to see. It's a time, a 10-year period of time to look again. It's a season to see beyond like you've never seen before. When we walked into the military barracks in Honduras, we were in the army barracks one afternoon to minister to the 110th Brigade. As we walked in, I looked around the room and I saw some things, and I looked again and the Lord had me prophesy over them out of the two things that I saw. One was, it's the only room I've ever been in that it had a cutaway ceiling, and what was cut out of the ceiling was Brigada. I think, is that how you say Brigade? Brigada? Brigada 110. And so we prophesied out of that. And on the back wall was trophies that they had won in different sporting events. And I prophesied over them that the Lord wanted them to become trophies in his trophy case. So allow the Lord to speak to you in situations you are in and what you see this year. Look beyond what's just there and ask him to speak to you of what he is saying behind what's there. So this is the year of the flaming sword. Ion Zion could look like this, the sword coming down in fire through Zion. In 5776, you became a Vav that was connecting heaven to earth. So last year we talked about being the year of the Vav, and you were the connecting point between heaven and earth, heaven becoming in earth through you. And we said that the ultimate Vav in all eternity was the cross of Jesus Christ because it connected heaven to earth for all of us. In 5777, you are being crowned to be the sword of Christ's authority in the earth. And we sort of alluded to that during the communion message. This is a year in which you become his ambassador to carry the authority of the word in the earth. This year really pictures Jesus coming in power. The flaming sword pictures Jesus coming in power this year. In Revelation 19:11 and 16, it says, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty. And on his robe and on his thigh is a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus' eyes, the scripture says, are flames of fire. In Revelation, John said his eyes were like a flame of fire. This phrase is used three times in Revelation, so Holy Spirit wants us to know that there is a flame of fire in Jesus' eyes. This means his eyes are all searching and all knowing, and they penetrate into the depths of the heart. I'm going to ask you a question. Are you willing for him to examine your heart? Because this year, he wants to take us closer than we've ever been before. So the things that I've reserved, he's going to judge with his eyes of fire. See, this pictures Jesus' consuming indignation against sin. That little thing that I thought was okay. We said 7 years ago at the beginning of the decade of Ion that we would see throughout this decade a greater and greater separation of light and darkness. Those little things over the past 6 years that the body of Christ has thought were okay, we now find that they're not okay. And they're drifting away from the truth that can set them free. So this year, allow the flame of fire in Jesus' eyes to winnow out and burn up that issue that he deals with in your heart. This picture is Jesus ready to take vengeance upon those who resist him and persecute his people. I would not want to be someone who persecutes the Jews anywhere in the world this year. You see it already starting to rise up, but I would not want to be them, because there is going to be a swift move by the Lord to take vengeance on them. In Psalm 2, we see that the word describes the world's rebellion against God, but it says that God laughs at them in derision. Whose side do you want to be on? The one who's laughing, or the one who's being laughed at by God? According to Psalm 2, there's coming a then time. In the New American Standard, it says, their then time came when he will speak to them in his anger. I don't want to be against the Lord and his chosen people this year. If this year is a year when Jesus come with eyes of fire, it means we have to come to an historic then time. Each of us is going to have to come to a time where God can deal with some things in our lives, in our families, in our daily relationships at work. This is a crucial year to know whose side you are on and who you are aligned with. It's critical that you know that you are sided with Jehovah Uz, the Lord of Strength, that you are sided with Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of Hosts. Because we are in an Ion season when angel activity is increased. It's a supernatural season. Remember we said 7 years ago that Iron is an Ion word that means watchers or angel. It could be demonic watchers, or it could be angelic watchers. This is a season of watchers. And so we want to make sure that we're aligned with Lord Sabaoth, the one who is over heaven's armies. This is a year when God wants to teach us about angels and demons and spiritual warfare, because it's going to be vital that we understand those things. When we were in Texas this week, we got a phone call at the house. Someone wants deliverance, and they want to learn about spiritual warfare. This is a year in which the Lord is going to take each of us deeper. So allow Holy Spirit to do the things that he needs to do in you. As we face the battles of life, God wants you to know that you have powerful allies. As you align with God's purposes and move forward in faith, God wants you to know that the angels will be there. We heard testimony after testimony of angels that have been accompanying us. When we were ministering at the Head of the Year conference, I got a text from New York State, still on my phone, saying that the angels did whatever I did when I danced with the sword. That there were two massive angels accompanying me, and whatever I did with the sword, they did. When we walked out of that meeting, a woman came up to me and said, "You don't know who I am, but I have to tell you that when you ran the sword forward past the man's body and between his body and his arm, it was like something got cut off from me and I got set free." The Lord is using his angels to do the work this year that needs to be done. When you call on the Lord, know that he wants to send his angels to be with you. It's not mine. Ayin is the Hebrew letter for 70, which means empowerment and release. In Numbers 11, we see that God poured out his spirit on the 70 elders, and they all prophesied. You are empowered to speak for the Lord because you have in you not just a one-time outpouring of the Spirit. You have a continual infilling of Holy Spirit. In Luke 10, Jesus sent out the 70 disciples to heal the sick, to cast out demons, and to proclaim the kingdom. They were empowered to do the work of his ministry. So the decade of Ayin is a season to receive the Spirit's power and move in faith and to see signs and wonders. This entire decade, and this year that goes to a new level. Last week it was prophesied by Chuck Pierce last Saturday that there is a new manifestation, a new measure of the Holy Spirit being released this year. The Lord was speaking to him and said that there's going to be a new demonstration of the Spirit, just like you'll see in a few moments there's been throughout history. This is the year of Ayin Zion, so let's look at the Zion for a little bit. It looks like a sword. Expect warfare this year, both in the natural and in the spiritual realm. We're already seeing the sides heat up. We're already seeing North Korea boast of their new rockets. We're already seeing weapons yesterday shot from one little island nation against Saudi Arabia. We're seeing the world do what God says they will do in this year. This is going to be a year of a clashing of the swords. Expect good and evil to confront each other this year. The issue in the elections is not who sits in the seats of the different houses. It's whether or not the bride of Christ will stand for good against evil. This will be a year of shaking and a year of war. We're already starting to see the shakings. Some Zion words, and again, the Hebrew script isn't there, is Zarah, which means to winnow. Expect the Lord to winnow some things out of your life this year. It's a lot easier if you let him do it. If you remember how they used to winnow the wheat, they used to throw it up in the air on the threshing floor, and he would blow away the chaff, and what was pure would come back down for their food. Allow him to blow away the things that he does not want this year. Another word is zalal, which means to quake. Expect things to quake and shake like in earthquakes this year. And we had quite a few last year. Another Zion word is zuul, which means to shake out. Just shake some things out. Can you do this? Can you just shake some things out? Just let them go. You know, they'll cling to you. They're like little lint mites. Just shake them out. Another word is zua. It means to agitate as fear. So a lot of people are going to be fearful this year. You don't have to be, because you have perfect love, and it casts out all fear. The world is going to be looking even more to the bride this year for answers than she has in the past 6 years. Another Zion word is Zua. It means to tremble. You're going to see people trembling, even nations trembling. You're already seeing the dark side of it in Iraq this past week. As ISIS is being forced out, they're causing people to tremble. Another word is zood or zeed. It means to seethe or to be insolent. Don't expect the enemy to just turn over and walk away this year. Expect that there's going to be some pushback, that there's going to be a clashing of swords, but know that the sword of the Lord is greater than any sword that they use. That you have authority to condemn every tongue that riles against you in accusation. Another Zion word is zom. It means to froth or rage. The nations are going to rage against the Lord. In 5777, we'll see the sword of the enemy start to rise in greater measure. But it's also a year of Jesus as the mighty warrior. We're not going to see him as the little lamb anymore. We're going to begin to see the manifestations of God as the mighty warrior that he said his son will come back, armed with a terrible, swift sword. The year of Zion is a year when the Lord goes forth as a warrior to break the power of the enemy. How many of you need the enemy's power broken off of your life? This is the year where you're going to see the sword go forth to do that. God wants to break the cycles of the enemy in your life this year. Allow him to. If he says you need more deliverance, get more deliverance. If he says that you need to study a certain book of the Bible every day of the week, study that book. Allow him to take you deeper so that the sword he wants you to carry, that's the Word of God, will be in you so the Holy Spirit can use it in any encounter that you have. We saw this. Remember that we were in Honduras the second week of this new year. In the third week of this new year. Everywhere we went, all of our messages, except for the final two conferences, the Women's Conference and the Conference on Discernment, were all spontaneous. Bill would look at me and he said, "Dad, what do you have?" And I would just get something when we walked into the room. Allow the word that the Holy Spirit stores up in you to be spontaneous for the situations that he has you in this year. Zion is a crown letter. Ron, you're going to hear this again in December. It's a vav with a crown descended upon it. It's you bringing heaven and earth together with the Lord now giving you the crown of his authority. It looks like this. In some of the Hebrew scripts, there's a few letters that they actually put these little crownlets on top of the letter. It's not in the ancient Hebrew, but it's in the modern Hebrew. Another Zion word is Zair, which is crown, coronation, or coming into new authority. This is a year for you to come into new authority. That's what ordination and commissioning is all about. Coming into that which the Lord has been preparing you for and which you have been demonstrating that you walk in. This is a year of warfare, but when God puts you in warfare, it's for one purpose and one purpose only. It's to expand your authority. Many of us have shied away from warfare, but Father puts us in warfare. Is that scriptural? Read Judges chapter 3. He left some of the enemies in the land, so that the generations who did not know how to war would learn how to war. He puts you in warfare so that when you've been through a battle and you win the victory, you gain new authority in the earth. Those victories that you won become weapons against the bigger giants that will confront you as you move forward toward your destiny in Christ. 5777 is a year of fulfillment. Coronation is when hope becomes reality. The things you hope for become real. Many of you know that in 1986, I was, and Casey were called to stay in Rochester. And one of the words the prophet spoke over us a few times is, you are in line for God's promotion. Many people thought, because I was on a fast track to executive leadership at Kodak, that that's what they were talking about. But we knew that as soon as we decided to say, stay in Rochester, that was not it. 14 years later, I was licensed. 2 years later, I was commissioned. I was commissioned again as an apostle. That was the promotion the Lord was talking about. Nothing I could do to make it happen other than to be obedient in every battle that he brought us through. And each battle brought about a new level of authority, from being a in-house prayer leader to being a regional prayer leader to being international in prayer. Coronation is when hope becomes reality. Allow the Lord to crown you this year in the year of crowning. This is a year to prosper. This is not a year to get caught up in the things of the world, but it's a year to allow the Lord to prosper you. A Hebrew word, Zion word, Zahab, means gold. Another Zion word is Ziz, which means abundance. He doesn't want to just give you a little. Jesus said that he came to give you life and life abundantly. Another word is Zeruah, which means a seed sown for food. Do you remember when Isaac sowed he sowed his seed in the time of famine and he reaped a hundredfold? I finally got a computer program that's big enough, but I haven't had time to finish it. I'm up to 33-fold, and it's already huge. It's already bigger than my screen. But remember that fold is not just simple addition, it's exponential multiplication. So here's 1-fold, 2-fold, 3-fold, 4-fold. He wants to increase us. He wants to prosper us. He wants to take us beyond what we've known before. He wants to take us out of our human reasoning mindset into a kingdom understanding of what it means to prosper. Another Zion word is Zebulun, the tribe. Zebulun was the business tribe in Israel. The three tribes that went out first were Judah, the apostolic warring praise tribe, Issachar, the time that understood the times and seasons and knew what to do, and Zebulun. They went out together. Zebulun was the one that funded Issachar so they could study the word and provided the resources so that they could do what the Lord called them to. Zebulun was known as the tribe that greatly prospered in business. So this year is a year to ask the Lord to give you the business strategies that you need to prosper, to increase. I would often be asked why I was able to do the things that I was able to do in projects at work. And it was because I asked the Lord for his strategies that didn't make sense in the world. And it saved hundreds of millions of dollars. This is a year of favor to come before the king. This is a year to pray with confidence and boldness. No more, oh dear God, would you? Remind the Lord what he has said. Lord, it is written in your word. Lord, you said your word would return to you victorious. Here it is written, so let it now be. This is a year to get into worship and come into the presence of the court of the Ancient of Days. See and hear what is being written in the books, and when he reveals it to you, to decree it in the earth realm. Is that scriptural? Job 22:28, you shall decree a thing and it will come to pass. It doesn't mean I can decree whatever I want. It means that I have such an intimate relationship with the Ancient of Days that I can hear what he says in the throne room and in the courtroom and decree it in the earth and know that he will bring it to pass. The story of Esther is significant this year. The gold is a Zion word, and the king's scepter in the book of Esther was a golden scepter. If the king extended the scepter to you, you had favor to come into his presence. If he didn't, you were dead. This is a year for you to know that the king is extending his scepter for you to come into his presence. A key biblical pattern this year is found in the book of Esther. Vashti was the queen. She rebelled against the king, and because she was proud and self-centered and an ungodly woman, you could put an ungodly man in there also, because many of the eunuchs and many of the king's servants were ungodly. Any of these characteristics, the Lord is not going to honor in our lives this year. So I can either be Vashti and have the Lord displace me and remove me so that someone else can fulfill their destiny. He moved Vashti so that Esther could be in the place to fulfill her destiny and set the Hebrew people free so that they could fulfill their destiny. God had to deal with Vashti, so he's going to deal with some of the Vashtis in your life this year, so that you can be positioned in the next 5 years to move forward into the things that the Lord's calling you to. It's not a time to clap and cheer that Vashti has been cast down. He loves them just as much. Jesus died for them. But because they will not do what he created them to do and give him honor, he will move them aside so that he can place you in the place you are supposed to be. Esther had to enter into a process of submission. I don't know if I could stand 6 months of cucumber treatments and another 6 months of perfume treatments. As a chemist, my nose got very sensitive. I can only stand good perfumes because I can smell the mercaptans, sulfur compounds, that are used to make nice smells. And if they're not mixed right, I don't smell the nice smell. I couldn't have taken 6 months of perfumation or whatever the word is. Esther had to humble herself to the process. The Lord is asking us this year, will you humble yourself to my process so that I can prepare you for what it is I've created you to do? At the end of the process was the time for Esther's coronation. This is a time for the hope of all those years that you have been waiting for the Lord to finally become a reality. This is a time when the scepter is extended and the crown is given to you. Some of you have been in the process and you have sensed the call of God on your life, but you have not known how to get there. God wants you to know that you have come to a year of coronation. This is the year that he is putting his seal and his crown on you to do the things that he created you to do. This is a year to submit to God, to walk with him, to be patient and allow him to open the door for your destiny. He's been speaking to me lately about the ninth fruit of the Spirit, self-control, that comes after patience and kindness. If we want to walk in the fullness of what he's doing, because this is a year of the Spirit, we have to walk in his fruit in even fuller measure so that we can achieve our destiny. Tell your neighbor this is a time to come into your destiny. This is a year to arise and shine. Zarak is the Hebrew word for arise. Zahar is the Hebrew word for shine. Zohar is the Hebrew word for brightness. Zakah means to be clear, to be innocent, to be pure. When we allow Holy Spirit to shine through us, they don't see an incandescent bulb with its tainted color. They see the pure holiness of the Lord. This is a year to allow Holy Spirit to illuminate through you so that people see the beauty of his holiness. A key scripture this year is Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine. Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have kept you. How many of you are okay under the circumstances? You don't want to say, I'm okay under the circumstances, because my response is, what are you doing down there? You are seated with him in heavenly places, far above every principality of circumstance, every ruler of situation. Don't be held by those things that have kept you, but rise to new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory of the Lord, for the light, your light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. This is one of the key scriptures for this year, Isaiah 60, verse 1. Zion is the Hebrew number 7. 7 are always important in the Bible. We can do a whole teaching just on sevens. In Genesis, God created the world in 7 days. He wants us to know some things about 7. In Leviticus, God gave 7 feasts. He tells the men to celebrate 3 of those feasts. In Joshua, 7 priests with 7 trumpets circled Jericho for 7 days. It was not just a happenstance plan. It was God's divine plan for completion. In 2 Chronicles, it took 7 years to build the temple. In John, Jesus hung on the cross for 7 hours. 7 hours. That's a long time. In Revelation, there were 7 stars, 7 churches, 7 trumpets, and 7 bowls. 7 is an important number in the kingdom. This is a year to pay attention to God's sevens. 7 can represent completion and perfection. God wants to bring some things to completion in your life this year. Allow him to. He will accelerate some of the things that need to be completed by next Passover, April of next year. That is when 5776 is fully completed, and 5777 is the only year in the Hebrew calendar. If you remember that the years are cyclical so that you get the overlap. 7 is also a symbol of the Holy Spirit. In Zechariah 4, we see that the Holy Spirit is mentioned as the 7-branch menorah. In Revelation 4, he is the 7-fold Spirit of God. In Romans 12, there are 7 gifts of the Spirit. In Isaiah 11:2, there are 7 ministries of the Spirit. So 7 is also a number of Holy Spirit. This year of Zion is a year of Holy Spirit. We are in a move of the Holy Spirit right now, but expect it to intensify. As we said a few months ago, we are already seeing the awakening when we travel around the earth. We're already seeing awakening in spots in the United States. When we work with Alistair Petrie, he's telling us spots that are not quite to the place of awakened to transformation. One of them is in England. He said they are probably the closest right now in the earth. There's a couple in the United States. There's some in Africa. There's a couple in Asia. Many moves of the Holy Spirit began in Zion years. In Herrnhut, Germany in 1727, a Zion year, the Holy Spirit fell and spread throughout the earth. It came to the United States, that move of the Lord. That move lasted for over 100 years. It was a powerful move of the Holy Spirit, started on August 13, 1727. Azusa Street outpouring in 1906 started in the Zion part of the year and became a worldwide movement of the Holy Spirit. The Pentecostal denomination wasn't supposed to become a denomination, was birthed out of that, and evangelism of the earth in the last 100 plus years really took off in that move of the Holy Spirit. The Jesus movement began in 1966. Some of you came to the Lord in that Jesus movement. In 1966, the modern Messianic movement began. There were no Messianic congregations in the earth before 1966. So expect Holy Spirit to do something new in 5777. It won't be the same old. Don't expect Holy Spirit to do the things that he did 100 years ago. Just like we've been telling folks around New York State, don't look for the Finney revival anymore. It's not time to dig that old well. It's time for the new things that Holy Spirit wants to do in 5777 and 2017. This is also a year of the river. It's time to get wet, folks. You can stay on the bank if you want. You can put your toe in if you want. You can even wade in up to your ankles if you want. And if you're bold, you might get into your knees, but it's time to dive in to the river this year. The river is a symbol of the outpouring of Holy Spirit. Every time there is an outpouring, rivers are important. Zion words include zub, which is to flow or to gush. They include zaram, which is to pour out. This year, Holy Spirit will cause a new outpouring and there will be a new rising of the river. And I believe that is why last Saturday, Holy Spirit spoke to Chuck and said there's going to be a new experience of His Spirit, a new expression of His Spirit released in the earth this year. Israel was in captivity for 70 years. Jerusalem was in ruin and the temple was destroyed. But God rose up a man named Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel is a Zion word. Zerubbabel led the first group of Jews back to the land, and he began the process of rebuilding the temple. This is going to be a year of Zerubbabels. The Lord is raising up those who will listen to him and be obedient to him to do a work to bring back areas that have been long devastated and separated from him. If you remember John 3:16, God so loved the cosmos. That's the Greek word used there. Every created thing, including us, that he gave his only begotten son. He wants us to go back now and redeem what we gave away in the garden. God will raise up Zerubbabels who will commit their lives to see the temple of God restored in the earth. It's not about me and my bank account. It's about his temple so that his expression of his glory is released in the earth. 5777 is a year to align with God's timing. Zion is the number 7, but it's also the number representing the sword. The letter representing a sword. And God used the number 7 as a sword to divide up time. We see in Scripture how he did that. From the beginning of the week, God counted off 7 days and he slashed with his sword and came down and created the Shabbat. I so am looking forward to my Shabbat this week. You start at Passover and you count 7 weeks and God slashes his sword down and says it's time for Pentecost. These just weren't haphazard times that he picked. You start at Passover and count off 7 months and the sword comes down again and it's time for tabernacles. 7, 7, 7. Every seventh year, there is a Sabbath year. Every 7 sevens of years is a Jubilee year. In 5777, this is an appointed times that God become very significant. Appointed time is a Zion word. These weren't called feasts. God said, these are my zamans, to fix or appointed times when all men will come worship me. He picked 7 of them, and 3 of them, Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles, he commanded everyone on earth to worship him. This is a year when God will act in significant ways during his appointed times. We saw a mighty move during the time from Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur and Tabernacles. The feasts were times to remember the great works of God. It's not just a time to get together and eat and celebrate, although we enjoy that very much. These are times to always come together and celebrate remembrance of who He is, just like we do when we take communion. Zion is the number where it is important, is a year where it is important to remember. Zakar means memorial or memory or remembrance, a Zion word. Another Zion word is the Kron, which means memorial offering. He wants us to give an offering in remembrance of who he is. Remembering is important to God. And that's what the appointed times were all about. That's what the feasts are all about. That we remember the great things that he did in the past. Not so we can feel good, but it births and builds our faith so that we can step out for the greater works that he wants to do through us. Do you want to be a vessel through who he does greater works? Then we need to celebrate and remember the things he's done in the past. As intercessors, you need to pay attention to God's calendar to see where to focus your attention this year. There are several nations to watch this year that are connected with the letter Zion. The first we see in the book of Judges, we see Zeb and Zeba are princes of Midian. That is Jordan or Saudi Arabia in modern day geography. Persia, Haman's wife Zeresh in the book of Esther, and also her eunuch Zether were Zion names, and they are tied with Iran because Persia is modern-day Iran. We are already seeing Jordan and Saudi Arabia stand against Iran. The king of Jordan has said that Israel is no longer the enemy of the Arabs. Iran is. Interesting. Do you know what Iran does? They're the terrorist backers called ISIS. They're the ones funding ISIS. These three are the same that we were watching last year, and it's crucial this year that we watch their relationship with Israel. In 2 Chronicles 14:9, Zerah the Ethiopian, king who attacked Judah, led an army of Ethiopians and Libyans. So this year we have to watch Ethiopia and Libya. Watch what they do. Watch what's happening in the news. Yes, there will probably be some fallout from Libya. In a Zion year, it's important to always pray for Israel. And one way to break the spirit of poverty over your life is to commit to pray for the peace and the prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. If you are not praying for Israel, poverty always will have access to your life. Another Hebrew word is Zayith. It's the word that we get olive tree from. This is the year of the olive tree. We were grafted in. In Romans 11, we see that Israel is an olive tree, and we were grafted into the root culture to share Israel's covenant blessings. This is a year the church needs to correctly be grafted into its covenant root. We're not becoming Jews, we're not becoming Hebrews, but we have to be grafted in correctly to be able to walk in all of the covenant blessings that the Lord has given to us through Abraham. This will be a year of one new man. Watch how Jew and Arab begin to rise up and worship together. The Messianic Apostle Network that we support in our tithes and offerings, this Tabernacles for the first time had Arab Christians and Jewish Christians worshiping and sharing a meal together in Israel. Watch what the Lord is doing. You won't hear it on the nightly news. This is a year in which the church must relate correctly to Israel and the Jewish people. So allow Holy Spirit to change the way you think about the Jewish people. On June 7th, 1967, which was a Zion year, in the midst of the Six-Day War, Israel was severely outnumbered, and most experts said that Israel would not survive. How many of you remember back then? I do. And it was just like, this is the end of the world. Israel's going down. But God. Jerusalem was released to oneness again in the hands of the Jews for the first time in 2,000 years. 1967, a Zion year, was the first time in 2,000 years that the Jews had Jerusalem in their control. In Luke 21:24, Jesus said, "And Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled." We are in those times now. When the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled, you'll see the Messianic movement come to a new stature. In 1967, Messianic Judaism started, and at the start, as I said earlier, there were no Messianic congregations at all in the world. This year is also a year of praise. I like that. In 5776, the letter Vav pictured the light of God coming down from heaven into the world, connecting heaven to earth. In 5777, Zion pictures the light of God being reflected back to illuminate the heavens with praise and worship from his body in the earth. This year, we reflect it back to him. This is a year to take God's revelation and return it to him in praise. The portion of Psalm 119 for this year, the Zion portion, is verses 49 through 56. Verse 54 says, "Your statutes have become my songs in the house of my pilgrimage." This is a year to sing the word of the Lord back to him. Okay, I'm running out of something here. Rick, can you forward that one for me? Want me to come back and do it? I can do it from back there. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. As I said, your statutes are the song, my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. Psalm 149 is a worship and praise. The high praises of God are like a two-edged sword in your mouth and in your hands. That word there is zamar. It means to give praise. This year, take up your sword. This is a year, a Judah year. It's a year of war and a year of worship. This is a year when Judah, the apostolic worshiping warfare tribe, becomes important. So let's look at one more seven briefly. We're almost done. We'll soon be in the year 2017, sooner than we want. 17 is a significant number. In fact, it's the seventh prime number in the series of prime numbers, so it's a very significant number for this particular Zion year that we're in. Seven is spiritual perfection. 10 is ordinal perfection, so 17 is the perfection of spiritual order. So that's what we're looking at as we move into next year, both in 5777 and in 2017. What I believe we're going to see next year is this. 9 times 17 is 153. That's the number of nations that were in Peter's net. That's the number of large. If you read the account of the net that didn't break, they were large fish. 153 nations are going to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. There's 196 nations in the earth right now. We are far from there. Remember Jesus talked about sheep nations and goat nations? I believe that when we get to Passover of 5777, which is in 2017, we're going to begin to see the end time harvest and nations begin to come to the Lord. So what is God saying about 5777? This is the year of the sword, and we should expect that there will be war in heaven and on earth. It's a year of coronation, so we should expect to have a year of victory and our hope beginning to be fulfilled. It's a year of the Holy Spirit. So this next year of the Spirit is already here, and we should expect it to intensify. We should expect Holy Spirit outpourings when we gather. We should expect him in the places where he tells us to go and speak to someone. We should expect him to manifest in the supermarket, in the marketplace, in the halls of education, in the halls of government. This is a year of aligning with God's appointed times, and it's very important that we don't ignore the times to remember the great things that he has done. Because that's how he's going to release faith for you and I to do the greater works that Jesus said we would do. It's a year of praise to take God's word and lift them up to him to illumine the heavens. It will be your praise that activates the angels to go forth on your behalf and activates the angels to do what Father's created them to do. And finally, it's the year of the olive tree. Israel must awaken for the harvest. And that should be one of our prayer burdens this year, that Israel awakens for the harvest. This is the year of the ruling sword of the Lord. This is a year when he wants to rule and reign through you by his Spirit. And I want to pray that way over you as I release the blessings of 5777. Father, I thank you that you are doing something you have never done before in the earth. We thank you that you are releasing a new manifestation of your Spirit to whosoever will receive what you are doing. And Lord, I ask that you would use every man, woman, and child who hears your voice. Lord, that you will do a work of preparation in us, that the process will prepare us to be crowned with a new measure of your glory. Lord, I ask that you would increase the manifestation of the fruit and the gifts of your Spirit in your sons and daughters. And Lord, I ask that the blessings of this year would overtake my brothers and sisters like never before. Lord, that the things that you have ordained for this year will find them positioned for the next 5 years as ambassadors of your grace and your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.